Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Today is Friday, January 16th, 2015. My name is Angela Walton-Raji, and this is the African Roots Podcast. Remember, you can always reach me at africanrootspodcast@gmail.com. Well, everyone, how are you? Oh, my goodness, I hope you've been keeping warm. We have had quite a cold spell out here in the Northeast. And actually, I understand it's been a little bit chilly also in the middle part of the country. So I hope that you are keeping warm. Well, this is the Martin Luther King holiday weekend. And this is a real critical year. As you know, this is a milestone year, 150 years since freedom. But guess what? It's also 50 years since 1965, 50 years since Selma, 50 years since so many critical things that happened in recent history as well. So yes, this is a milestone year, and as you are, and I hope that you are planning to commemorate certainly 150 years of freedom, I hope that you're doing something to also commemorate 50 years of civil rights, 50 years of being able to travel and not have to be turned away or have to find a safe house where you may have to stay if you're traveling by car, that you can now eat in restaurants and stay in hotels. That's only 50 years. There are individuals who don't have this in their memory, but it's something, and we can be grateful that they don't have this in their memory. However, it is something that is still in recent history, and this is something, these are privileges that we did not have. So, you know, let's honor this weekend. Let's make this weekend, as we remember certainly the legacy of Dr. King, and certainly the courage of Dr. King, and the courage of so many who were involved in the movement. Let's pay attention to that. Let's honor those people. Let's honor Medgar Evers. Let's honor certainly the civil rights workers who were slain. Let's honor Fannie Lou Hamer. Let us remember what they went through. Not too long ago, life was just almost horrific in the South. Horrific in terms of being able to move and go places. And certainly the country had to go through its changes and to become a better place. It's something that we have to appreciate, and we have to appreciate even more so the incredible change that those who had once been enslaved had to go through, adjusting to freedom, being able to walk along the street without having to turn over one's papers and identify oneself, and to be able to be on the street, to move, to go. And so we have so many things to be appreciative of. So I certainly hope that we are, as we move into this weekend and everything that this holiday, upcoming holiday weekend means, that we are going to pay attention and honor the legacy of our ancestors, of our parents, those of us who had parents who were born in the early part of the 20th century or the 1920s or 30s. Wow, they went through incredible times, and they had a vision that they could not really imagine, that maybe some things that they had envisioned would come into fruition. And thankfully, things have gotten better. So anyway, yes, celebrate this as you find and look for to find your family freedom story as a genealogist. Don't forget to write your family civil rights story as well, and include how the family survived and some of the things that they experienced. That is just as important a part of the family narrative as any other part. And sometimes we do tend to forget things. We tend to forget to include this part of the story. And I fully understand. Many times we do get a little bit carried away as we're trying to get yet another name. We're trying to go back yet another generation. But oh my goodness, let's not forget to tell those stories that we know are there and tell those stories that we know that, in fact, many of us remember. But we have yet to write them down. So yes, find your family's freedom story during this critical year, but don't forget to tell your own family story of civil rights, of making that adjustment as well. So many things we have to look at, to respond to, and to record. Great opportunities that are there for us. By the way, I wanted to mention that in the next day or so, look for it. It's coming out any day now. I think that they have to make one change. The last I had heard, I spoke with someone just yesterday. The call for papers for the 2015 conference of the Afro-American Historical and Genealogical Society, AAHGS, OGS. Their call for papers is about to be released. I am going to put it out as soon as I see it, provide a link to it. You want to go to the society's website, OGS.org, AAHGS.org, and pay attention. As I was told, probably before the weekend is out, the call for papers will be released, and we're all excited about that. And as you know, in this critical year, 2015, OGS is going to Richmond. And Richmond, wow, so many things happened there. Virginia itself is ground zero for many of us in our history, and for the opportunity to do some research at the Library of Virginia and to be able to just be in that incredible city for 2015 annual conference in October. How exciting is that? The call for papers is just about out. So I think it's going to be really an exciting time, and I hope many of you will consider giving some presentations. It should be a great experience. By the way, I want to mention the Freedom Series. Yes, you know Legacy Family Tree. They present the Family Tree webinars. And I hope that many of you will pay attention to the Freedom Series. Yes, the Freedom Series. Starting this year, 2015, Legacy Family Tree is going to have a series of webinars that will be focusing on the theme of freedom. This is a wonderful, wonderful, again, milestone year, but this is going to be a wonderful series. There are going to be four webinars that are going to focus on freedom and researching in the era of freedom. In fact, one of the very first webinars that I will be giving, yours truly, Researching Ancestors in the Era of Freedom. You know, in those years right after the Civil War, those were such amazing years, difficult years, critical years for especially those in the South where the war was fought. For Southerners of all colors, white, black, even Native people as well, who did use the services of the Freedmen's Bureau, by the way. Well, there are amazing records that reflect that incredible time. And this is going to be looking at several fascinating record sets and will point to those sites where they can be found. Also speaking will be Bernice Alexander Bennett, who's going to be talking about United States Colored Troops Civil War Widows Pension Applications, and she's going to be talking about how those widows applications tell the story. So you really want to tune in, and that's in April, by the way. My presentation is in February the 20th, and hers is April 24th. And you're going to really learn more about some of the challenges that those who were widows former slaves, or certainly they were widows of soldiers, and even how some of their children, how they fared during that time. And she's going to just take you through an amazing journey through those pension application files. Also speaking in the series is Melvin Collier. If you've not heard Melvin speak, you're in for a treat. He's going to be speaking in July, and his focus is mending broken ties, reconstructing family trees that were sawed down by slavery. And, you know, most people who were enslaved had someone in the family who was either sold away or transferred to some heirs, never to be seen again. And some even had different surnames entirely. And you may find a situation where two brothers, same mother, same father, full brothers, were certainly in sometimes in the same state, but in different communities with different surnames completely. And this is in certainly during that time after the Civil War. And those new surnames remained intact throughout the generations. Well, you want to see how Melvin Collier is going to present cases of how displaced family members were found. This is going to be, I think, quite an exciting thing. And I have the honor of talking about another way of looking at ancestors who were new to freedom. And this is using one of my favorite tools, maps. Well, maps do tell some of the story for the African ancestor genealogist. And this is going to really illustrate how geography can really tell you a lot of things that you don't know about your ancestral community and will help to provide a really critical background for the family narrative. So I really hope that you'll be able to tune in to the Freedom Series. This will fall, of course, it's going to go throughout the year, starting in February, then April, then July, then September. This, again, as I said, it's being sponsored by Legacy Family Tree Webinars, and you can find more about these sessions, as well as a vast array of other wonderful genealogy webinars, at their website, familytreewebinars.com. Just click on the tab that says Upcoming Webinars, and I think you'll be very, very impressed. I mentioned Bernice Alexander Bennett. I mentioned that she, of course, is one of the speakers who you will have a chance to hear on the webinars. Well, also, I want you to remind you that, of course, she is a host every Thursday evening on Blog Talk Radio. And last night, her guest was Teresa Kemp, who has written a book called Keeper of the Fire. And she discussed on the program her work and her book, which includes over 480 pages of work that she has done, and the work contributed by multiple generations in her family to document her history. And as you know, Bernice's show airs every Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio at 9 p.m. And of course, I'll put a link for you there on the podcast website. Well, other things are also going on. Of course, you know, I'm always on social media, and there are always just some fun things to take a look at. I do want to direct you to some fascinating threads that have been going on. Some people have really been making some remarkable discoveries and have been sharing them. Check out on Facebook. Last week, I encouraged you to take a look at a Facebook group. This year, I want you to look at good old friend, Afrogenius, which you know, Afrogenius.com. Well, look at the Facebook community on Afrogenius. There have been some fascinating documents that people have been sharing. And I'm really excited to see that people are using social media so enthusiastically and are putting really good information out there. And there are several stories that I could certainly point out for you, but just too many to mention, but I really do want to direct your attention there. By the way, I'm sure many of you were busy watching the Genealogy Roadshow this week. We all were. I'm very excited for next week's episode, which is going to be the one that was filmed in St. Louis. That is so exciting. The Genealogy Roadshow, I believe this was taped at the end of the summer. I believe it was in August when this was taped in St. Louis. I know it was after the Institute, after Maggie, the Midwest African American Genealogy Institute. And I'm looking forward to it because several people whom we know from Afrogenius, from OBA, the Facebook group, from other arenas, from Missouri, from other parts of the country, also from the Google Hangouts, we're all excited about the chance to see True Lewis, who is sort of a member of the family. Her family's going to be featured. So we're really excited to be able to see that. And I'm not sure how long the season is going to go. The season just started, though. So this is kind of exciting to be able to, you know, watch it again and to see some of the folks that we do know and see some of their family stories highlighted a bit. And as I said, next week we'll get to see some of our friends in St. Louis, and we are truly excited about that. Also, I know within the next week or so, there is going to be an update to the MAGHI website, the Midwest Afro-American Historical and Genealogical Institute. And that's going to be really exciting. You want to watch that because I understand there are going to be three tracks this year. And there's going to be a new track, sort of merging the professional track with the technology, but really focusing on the need to write. Writing as professionals, writing as historians, writing as documentarians, writing the story in as many creative ways as possible. And so we're really excited because we're going to have a writing coach as part of the team. And of course, the fundamentals course, the fundamental strategy course is going to be there with Dr. Shelley Murphy, who's going to be teaching her So What strategy to genealogy. And of course, the critical workshop that everyone needs to know, the pre and post emancipation era. And Janice Minor Forte, of course, is coordinating that. So this is really going to be an exciting year. Now, a couple of things coming up. I am really excited about February and March and April, actually. In February, of course, in the greater Washington, D.C. area, there is going to be a workshop presented by actually five area chapters of OGS are presenting a free genealogy conference. Yes, that's right. It is free. It's going to take place in Laurel, Maryland at the Family History Center. And it is going to be all day from 8:30 to 5, a full day, I'll say it again, a full day of African American genealogy. And how exciting is that? That is really exciting. I'm just thrilled to be a part of it. Look forward to that. The following week, two major conferences are taking place. The Federation of Genealogical Societies and Roots Tech are going to be in Salt Lake City. And there are several researchers of color, presenters of color, who are going to be in Salt Lake City. Certainly, it's really exciting. I'm excited to be there for the first time at Roots Tech. I have been to Salt Lake City a few times, but not for Roots Tech. So it's really exciting for that. Bernice Alexander Bennett is going to be there. Dr. Shelley Murphy will be there. And Janice Minor Forte will be there. I also know that Michael Henderson is also going to be there and going to be presenting as well. So there are going to be quite a few people, speakers of color, and this is just really exciting to see that, exciting to know, and I'm certainly looking forward to it. Then the following week is truly a busy week for me. I will be traveling to Atlanta. And on the 20th of Atlanta, listen to me, the 20th of Atlanta, on the 20th of February, I will be giving a presentation online, a webinar as part of the Freedom Series that I mentioned. And then The following day, I will be speaking at the National Archives in Atlanta at the Southeastern Branch. And then also, I will be giving in the evening a local presentation on Native American research as well. So, a busy time, busy few weeks there. I get a little bit of a break until March at the Enoch Pratt Library. I will have a chance to give an all-day presentation on African and Native American genealogy, methods and strategies for researching blended families. So much looking forward to that. That is just really going to be an exciting time. So many things are going on in so many places. And oh my goodness. And there are just so many workshops that are going on. Now, I am not traveling in May, but I know many people are going to be going to St. Charles, Missouri for the National Genealogical Society Conference, which certainly promises to bring a lot of fascinating speakers there. And then, of course, there is June, the Southern California Genealogy Jamboree. Some of the same speakers from Maggie are going to be there. Nikasua Smith will be joining the group also from there. How exciting is that? Very much so indeed. And I just say, hey, this is going to be tremendous. And we are all looking, of course, forward to the 7th, 8th, and 9th of July. But I have a feeling some other things are going to be happening in June. I don't even know about them yet, only because it's Juneteenth. The very first Juneteenth took place in 1865. And I know folks in and around, I won't even just say Galveston, Texas, where the first Juneteenth celebrations occurred, but probably the whole state of Texas, which is pretty exciting. And we should all be celebrating emancipation and celebrating freedom at that time. So that's just something to really look forward to. And of course, we know how many, many, many people have events, especially during the month of August. We know Maggie is unfolding, as I said, in July, but the month of August is homecoming time. That is reunion time. Homecoming, a lot of church homecomings, a lot of family reunions take place all over the country. I know the Taylor family, huge clan out of Rocky Mount, North Carolina. They're going to be having what, their 60th, no, beyond their 60th now, consecutive anniversary. Just absolutely amazing. And whenever I hear about some of these activities, I'm just so moved and so excited to see this. And I know the Reeds are getting ready to do their thing as well. And so many of these large family clans that are just so, so impressive. So it's always exciting to see that. And what can we say as we move towards fall? Yes, webinars, but also, my goodness, the Ox Conference. And the call for papers, as I said, is coming out any day now, but the conference itself is going to unfold in Richmond, Virginia. Wow, what a fabulous way to end the year. And I just realized, too, I forgot to mention that I know people in Virginia who are going to have a super treat this year. Drusilla Pear is still giving her productions. She is rehearsing now and busy in production for her own Juneteenth Jubilee and for putting her version of history and local history, community history, she's taken it to the stage. And what a model for some of us. She's taken her love for writing plays and her love of history and genealogy and put them together. And she's stepped so far out of the box. You know, the box isn't even in the room, anymore. She's so far outside of the box, and which is fabulous, and we have so much to learn from that as well. But anyway, wow, good, this is a great year. We're off to a super start, and do remember, please, to take some time, appreciate this holiday weekend. It's not just a day off for many of you. I do hope that many of you will do something in service to someone else, serve someone else during this time. Dr. King spent his life in service, and maybe this is a good time for all of us to bless someone else. And to not just reflect upon his legacy, but this is a great time to really put yourself out there in service to others, in service to our fellow men and women and children. This is part of what the legacy of Dr. King is about. Well, you know what? I'm going to wrap things up. Oh, my goodness. Thank you all for letting me know some of the things that you've been involved in. I'm going to put some interesting links up there for you that I hope will attract your attention as well. And we have things to do, my goodness, not just events to plan for. You know, I hope some of you are going to start writing again, and some start writing now, start to tell your story. You know, Bernice's guest last night talked about her own desire to tell her story. We all have stories to tell, and that's the greater lesson that we can all glean from this. And so let's get out there. Let's find the story. Let's tell the story. Let's read the stories that others have written, because by reading, we become better writers. And, you know, hey, this is the time to do that. And maybe the fact that we're celebrating two milestone years this year, 50 years of civil rights, 150 years of freedom, that this is a great time for us to put pen to paper, or fingers to keyboard, rather, and to let those stories come out and become the portal through which the family story can come. Anyway, wow, look at the time. I've gone on for the last almost half an hour, and I do appreciate you. Thank you so much for letting me hear from you and sharing some of the things that you've shared with me on Facebook. Some of the threads have been wonderful to see them unfold. And in the meantime, oh, please, you know, our new year is off to a great start. Let's make it even better. And please continue to do what you do. And of course, you know what that is. Keep researching. Keep documenting always. And yes, please keep sharing what you find. Take care, everyone. Have a great week. Be well. Be safe. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.